The year 2022 has wrapped for the Kitchener Rangers. They head into 2023 in seventh place in the Western Conference, with a record of 1-5-1-4-2-0. The Windsor Spitfires clipped Kitchener 4-3, on New Year's Eve, in the Border City. It was the Rangers' third straight loss, but the second in overtime. "I was really proud of our third period. I thought we were excellent," said head coach Chris Dennis. Challenged the group to go out and have a great third, and they came out and performed real well. Francesco Arcuri led the Rangers offensively, earning 3 points in the loss, all assists. Kitchener went into the second intermission down a goal, but scored twice to put the pressure on the Spits late. Windsor would wind up with a power play late in the game, and used it to force overtime. "I thought we were doing a good job killing the penalty. Didn't execute right at the end there," said Dennis. "Overtime, again, we're a little short-staffed, and I overplayed some guys, and I thought our tiredness showed in overtime." While earning at least a point in 8 of their last 9 games, the Rangers have found a way to gain points, even when they're losing. "I feel good about where our game is at, but we need those points," said. "I think we're in a good spot though. I don't think anyone is wavering at this point." The Rangers are on the road to Sault Ste. Marie for a game Wednesday against the Greyhounds, before heading stateside to see Saginaw and Flint on Friday and Saturday, respectively.